Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. I love that we are beginning the book of Genesis and reflecting on the creation account. There is so much depth of meaning in just the first two chapters of Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. It is impossible to take it all in. If you don't believe me, just read Pope St. John Paul II's enormous exposition on just these first two chapters in his book called Man and Woman, He Created Them. It is well worth your time and trouble. Let me just point out one delightful detail. Genesis opens with the evocative words, "In the beginning." In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss. Can you think of any other biblical book that also opens with the exact same three words? It's my favorite book, the Gospel of John. It begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." It goes on, "All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Do you remember in Genesis what God created first of all? We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, "Then God said, let there be light." In other words, there is a clear parallel between the old creation wrought by the hands of God the Father in Genesis, and between the new creation at the hands of God the Son in John. Both the Father and the Son are preoccupied in overcoming the formless wasteland, or in Hebrew, the tohu wabohu, a term that is loaded both scripturally and spiritually. That is, Genesis and John present two beginnings in the Bible. The first, which overcomes the darkness of non-existence in the heart of the universe, and the second, which overcomes the darkness of sin in the hearts of men and women. In the gospel, we see Jesus curing all who come to him with their diseases, and demons. That is, those overwhelmed by their own personal darkness. And what does Jesus do? Well, like Father, like Son. Or we might say like Genesis, like John. That is, he cures and heals. He sanctifies and he enlightens. He says, in effect, let there be light. And the darkness does not overcome it. The Son learned from the Father how to zero in on whatever is formless wasteland. The tohu wabohu, and heal it and make it whole. But notice Jesus' preoccupation is always with the darkness of sin in the human heart, the second creation. How many times he surprisingly says, "Your sins are forgiven you," when the poor person in front of him just wanted to be healed of leprosy, or blindness, or to walk, or to rise from the dead. But that was his Father's work, to overcome the formless wasteland in the physical universe. The Son's job is to overcome the formless wasteland in the spiritual universe, the wasteland of sin in our hearts through the light of the sacraments. My friends, pay attention to these two great beginnings in your own life, both the beginning of Genesis and physical wellness, but do not forget the beginning of John and your spiritual wellness. There is such a great emphasis today on physical health and well-being. People get into shape to run the Fort Smith Marathon yesterday, although that probably really got them out of shape, running a marathon. We all make New Year's resolutions to begin a new year again, to diet and exercise, to take care of our physical well-being. Every time we visit the doctor or the dentist, they remind us to take better care of our bodies. The physical creation of Genesis 1. But we too easily forget and ignore the second creation of John 1. When was the last time you went to sacramental confession? Even if we do go to sacramental confession, that does not absolve us of the need to seek forgiveness directly from the people we hurt with our sinful words and actions every day. Our spouse, our parents, our children, our co-workers, even perfect strangers whom we judge in our hearts. That sin is a source of darkness, the formless wasteland, the tohu wabohu that hides in the human heart. That is what Jesus has come to create anew. Just the first three words of the book of Genesis, "in the beginning," is packed with profound meaning. Imagine what the rest of the chapter, or the rest of the book, or the rest of the Bible might mean. Praised be Jesus Christ.